and we're entering into what I like to call Resurrection Weekend. I prefer Resurrection Weekend versus the term Easter, because I don't know, I've done some research on the term Easter, and I have some issues, this is not the forum to get into that. But the word Easter actually is actually a pagan holiday that was merged together with a Christian concept, for those of you who have done any research. And actually the word Easter is two old concepts, Astarte and Estorus, which basically was the god of fertility, which is why the bunnies and the rabbits and the egg thing came into play. And it's pagan. So, you know, we actually merge those two together. And so I prefer using the term Resurrection Sunday or Resurrection Holiday versus Easter, because that, you know, well, anyway, so I don't want to get off that. That's not why I'm here, but I just thought I'd throw that out there to you. But again, as we enter into that part of the season that is most precious and dear to us because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's really what, as believers, we really relate to, because without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we got nothing. Come on, everybody say amen. I mean, if he don't get up out the tomb, baby, it's all over with. I mean, let me tell you, Satan thought he had them. They were having, you know, they was having a dancing inferno in hell. Like, we got him, y'all. And if he doesn't get up out of that tomb, boy, it's all over with. But praise be unto God that he got up. Hallelujah. And not only did he get up, he came back. Because you got to go read the Gospels. I love reading, you know, I like reading after Jesus resurrected. He went back for certain individuals to make sure that they saw him. He said, Timothy, I came back just for you. I mean, Thomas, he said, I came back just for you. You stick your hand in my side and put your hand in the nail prints in my hand. I want you to believe today that I am he who was and is and is yet to come. So with that, this is a very important holiday season for us, and really it's not a holiday as much as it's a holy day. Everybody go ahead and say amen. All right, like, I like Reverend McCray. He teach really well. No. Hallelujah. Ezekiel, the third chapter. Not bad for a third grade education. Praise God. Ezekiel, the third chapter. The breakfast of champions. Hallelujah. And I want you to get this image in your mind. I'm very visual. I want you to get this image in your mind. And actually, when you read the Word of God, you need to read the Word of God so that you can understand the fact that really the Word of God are principles of the ways and the mind of God. Amen. The Bible really isn't a religious book. People made it religious when they got a hold of God, which is why it's not as effective as it needs to be. These are working principles of the mind and the will of the Father. And within that, he uses a lot of terminology and examples to create metaphors or pictures or images in our minds, because we see and we visualize through picture form in our consciousness. And the image that I want to get plastered on the walls of your imagination right now is, at the end of every World Series, at the end of every Olympic season, the athletes that basically did well, the MVP, the gold medal winners, they always put their picture on the front of a Wheaties box. Hello, are you with me today? Hallelujah. And the concept here and the idea from a marketing strategy standpoint is that if you get, Tara Lipinski's picture on a box of Wheaties, every little girl in America would be like, listen, if I eat these Wheaties, I'm going to be like Tara Lipinski. So it's the breakfast of champions. Amen. That's their motto. Well, today I want to give you that which will make you a champion today, but we got to make sure that we're eating the right breakfast, and so that we can get properly some things digested down inside of the intestine, in our spiritual intestinal tract, inside of our spiritual consciousness, inside of our spiritual sense of who we are, that will begin to give us nutrients and supplements that will make us act like champions today. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. So Ezekiel, the third chapter, we want to start at verse number 1. Ezekiel 3, verse number 1, page 849. And if you're there, say, I've got it. If you're not there, say, wait. All right. If you're not there by now, you're not going to find it. I tell you, just forget about it. Amen. All right. So here we go. Ezekiel, the third chapter, verse number 1. Just put, well, there's Benny. Benny's here to take care of that. Everybody just focus. We got a nurse here. She's going to take care of the beeping. So focus on the word. So with that, let's read Ezekiel 3, verse number 1, and it reads as follows. And he said to me, Son of man, are we ready? Hallelujah. Okay. Verse number 1, chapter number 3. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. Verse number 2. So I opened my mouth and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Now I want you to really wrap your mind around the metaphoric conversation that's going on here. Verse number one, and he said to me, he being God, Son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Now, to give you some biblical context and some historical insight, Ezekiel was one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. Amen. And Ezekiel had a tough job, because Ezekiel had to speak to the condition of the desolation of the nation of Israel. Of course, the nation of Israel is now in is beyond its prime and its heyday. The temple of Israel has been desecrated. They're captured. They're enslaved. The nation of Israel now is in a very pathetic state. So Ezekiel is the guy that had the revelation where the Lord told him to speak to the valley of dry bones. Anybody remember that story? And so Ezekiel began to prophesy to the four winds, and it said that the bones came on top of each other, and bone upon bone, and flesh upon bone, and there was a mighty army that rose up. Well, actually, he was talking about speaking to the condition of the nation of Israel, who basically had fallen from its original splendor and basically was just this valley of dead, dry people. And today we're getting ready to speak to whatever the scenario and the situation that you find yourself in within the framework of the condition of your body. It may be appeared to be dried out. It may be appeared to be dead. But we're getting ready to speak to those dry balls and tell them to stand up right and live. Hallelujah. We're speaking to your pancreas today. We're speaking to your colon today. We're speaking to your liver today. We're speaking to your lungs. We're speaking to your brain. We're speaking to every facet of your body. And we're saying, can these dry balls live, Lord, only you know. And we begin to speak to the four winds and tell them to get up and live and be whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the thing that we got to do is what God told Ezekiel to do, because before Ezekiel could speak to some dry, dead things, he had to eat something. So look back at it now. Look at it now that you got this context. And he said to me, Son of man, and instead of son of man, put your name there. He said to me, Feli. He said to me, Miss Cap. He said, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. The first thing that I want you to get a hold of is the word scroll, and I think in the King James it says the word roll. The word scroll or roll here actually is just a metaphor for the Word of God, for the law of God, for the will of God. Again, the Word of God is the will of God. It's the ways of God. When we get a hold of God's Word, when we get a hold of His ways, then we ultimately have His will. What is the mind of God? God says that I want all who come before me in faith to believe that they can receive that which they ask for. That's the Word and the will of God today. It is the will of God that you be well and not sick and die from disease. I want you to hear me today. God did not give you sickness and disease. God doesn't have sickness and disease to give. God is not teaching you a lesson by giving you cancer. That, you know, that's a bad mom and dad, amen, that needs to be locked up. Hello, somebody say amen. You know, it's a poor parent that'll say, listen, I'm gonna stick your hand in fire to teach you that you shouldn't put your hand in fire. Isn't that crazy? But we think like that about God, don't we? Well, God gave me this to teach me something. Did you learn the lesson yet? What is it that he's teaching you? Well, that's dumb. God doesn't think like that. First of all, God doesn't have sickness and disease to give anybody. I mean, I want you to imagine God sitting in heaven, you know, with a bottle of Rolaid sitting on his nightstand because he got an upset stomach. You know, God's got to take some bare aspirin because he's got a headache. And so the God that we serve is a God of health and wholeness and wellness. That is his will. That is his purpose. And when we begin to get into his word or the scroll that he wants us to eat, that means that we've got to begin to digest some things down inside of us, because junk in is junk. Hello, somebody say amen. It's going to be tough to trust and believe a God who you think puts something on you. Well, I'm praying and believing the Lord to heal my body, but I think he gave me this to teach me a lesson. Well, that's an oxymoron. And that makes God sound schizophrenic. Hello, somebody say amen. So we got to get single up in our mind about who God is and what he's doing. Either God has given us sickness or disease, or he's taking it away. Now, which one is it? All right, so that's the group. Now, you got the right group today. We got the right group. So with that, he tells us here, he says, I want you to eat this roll or this scroll. I want you to digest something down into your being. And today, you've got to make up in your mind, what diet are you going to eat? Whose table are you going to eat off of? Will you eat off of the table of the opinion of medicine and science by itself? Will you eat off the opinion of the table of individuals who keep calling you saying, ooh, it looks bad, I feel sorry for you. Hang up the telephone. You don't need to talk to those people. Tell them to pray for you. I need you to stand with me. Unplug the telephone. Call them when you get well. Hallelujah. They're killing your faith. Are you listening to me today? Well, I really got the right group today. All right, turn with me to page 849. Well, we're still on page 849. Ezekiel 3, 1 and 3, because again, what I want you to understand is that you've got to do something. He says you've got to eat. So part of the process of what happens to you is contingent upon what you do. So again, I think I heard somebody say that, you know, I was just trusting God and that was the end of it. I want to say to you, trusting God in and of itself is one thing, but you got to get up and actually do something. Faith without works is real dead. So within the framework of that, the manifestation of our faith is going to come into as we move into a direction. So when you come to a doctor, when you come to a hospital, it's okay that you can believe and trust God and still do some of the other things that you're doing here. Medicine and science is a facilitation of the hand of God. But medicine and science in and of itself, by itself, cannot heal you. A doctor couldn't heal a fly or a mosquito. Tell them I said so. I'm 6'4", 245 pounds. He's going to say, you're right, Reverend McCray. I ain't going to say nothing either. Never could heal anybody. But when we get in conjunction from a holistic standpoint, the way that we eat, our diet, what we do, what's going on in our mind, our nutrition, some naturopathic things, some correct preventative things, and we attach that to the faith and the hope of the Word of God as we begin to speak over our body, you get up and take your chemo and say, in Jesus' mighty name, this is a healing ointment, hallelujah, that's going down into my system, and it's going to work properly. My body's going to respond favorably. It's going to line up to the word and the will of God. It's going to do exactly what it's supposed to do, and there'll be no hurt, harm, or danger that should happen to my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you play that game. But you got to make sure you're eating something. You got to make sure you got the breakfast of champions working on the inside of you. What kind of diet are you feeding off of? Dan Rather? Oprah? Hallelujah. Love Oprah, love her. But you know, hey, she ain't the father. Or the Son or the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, I know people are saying, I'm just waiting to see what Oprah going to say today. When was the last time he's waiting to see what the Father was going to say today? We got everybody else's opinion but God's. Yeah. We listen to everybody else's report. We got on every internet. We got on every website. Come on, let me talk to somebody. We read every book. We listened to every tape. We watched every video. Praise God. But we didn't stop off at God's office and say, Lord, what you got to say about the subject today? So get a hold of the Word of God and begin to eat that thing. Begin to daily feed on that. Joshua said that if you would meditate day and night and keep this word in your mouth, that he said that you would be able to have good success. Got to keep that thing constantly in your mouth. You're constantly chewing on the word. You're constantly dieting on the word. We got a handout that you guys should have been given. Nothing but healing scriptures on the back of that thing. Nothing but affirmation. Nothing but what God has said. Nothing but what God is thinking about you. You need to read that thing constantly. You need to constantly keep that thing played in your mind. You know what we do when we start every official function? We stand up and we pledge allegiance to the flag, don't we? And we get weepy and we cry and we get very sentimental. You need to get up and pray allegiance to the cross, to the word today. Father, I thank you today is a good day. I thank you that I'm healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I thank you, Father, that you said you would never leave me or forsake me. You said that you would stick closer than a brother. You said that all things were possible through them who believe today. You begin to get the pledge of allegiance to the cross going, praise God. Go on and get weepy and sentimental about that. This is about life and death. This ain't no game here. And you begin to get that daily feeding into your system. So you've got to eat the correct diet. Then after you eat that, then you can turn around and speak from the position of that which you've eaten from. See, what comes out of you is based upon what's been put inside of you. And we've learned and we know here, according as believers, the Word of God tells us some very profound things about what we say. So turn with me to page 668. Page 668. And this is a very familiar passage of Scripture to many of you. Proverbs 18. 668. The birth is of champions. Hallelujah. We got some champions in here today. Remember, the race is not given to the swift, but to him who endureth to the end. So this is not a sprint, sister. This is a marathon. So don't worry about how long it's taking you. You just make sure you finish. Have you ever watched the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon? Many of those people are not trying to be the first ones across the line. They're just trying to finish. So Paul said it this way. He said, I'm going to finish my course with joy. I'm going to complete that which I started. That this is the confidence that I have, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. All we're trying to do is finish and complete. Don't worry about who's running in front of you. Don't worry about who got finished before you. You're just running your race. You're doing Forrest Gump. Remember Forrest Gump? Forrest, where you going? I'm just running. Forrest, where you going? I'm just running. And then one day he just stopped. Remember Forrest Gump? You running. And that's all you need to get in your mind right now. Don't worry about how long, who's going to be there, what's going to happen. Right now, get the spirit of Forrest Gump on you. I'm just running. I'm running the race. Pace yourself. Make sure you got your little water bottle. Make sure you got your little sweat, man. Oh, come on, somebody talk back to me. Feet get tight. You know, tell your husband, baby, massage my feet. I got to get out there and keep running. I'm just running. Page 668. I think you got that, praise God, the spirit of Forrest Gump. Proverbs 18, let's go. After we get the right thing digested and after we eat the word or the scroll or the law or the will of God, after we get that digested in us, now we got to start speaking from that which we have eaten from. Proverbs 18, and we want to look at verses number 20. This is one of my favorite scriptures right here. Are you there? From the food of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. Watch this. Verse 21 is the key. The tongue has the power of halitosis. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I mean, I want you to really listen to what's being said to you. The power of life and death is not in your mortician. The power of life and death is not in your doctor. The power of life and death is sitting in between a pinch between the gum and the cheeks. What you say out of your mouth, what you keep confessing over your body, what you keep letting other people confess over you. Hello, somebody talk back to me. You get up and begin. First, let me tell you, can I tell you what my ritual is when I start out every morning? Every morning, this is my ritual. Because I know that I am the beloved of God. I know that God loves me more than anything. I know that I am the center of God's. I'm the apple of his eye. When I wake up in the morning and get myself together, I look in the mirror and the first thing that I say is, it's good to see you today. You look so good today. It's good to see you today. God is good. You good looking. I mean, you know, I tell my, you good looking today. Wow, you well dressed. Tall, dark, good looking. Praise God. Good to see you today. I start affirming myself soon as I get up in the morning. Praise God, this is going to be a good day today. We're going to do some, I give myself high five in the mirror. We're going to do some good stuff today. Praise the Lord. We got people we're going to bless today. We got people we're going to inspire today. Yeah, we're going to get it done. Yeah, oh, hey, we're going to have some good stuff happen today because we got the faith and the hope of God living on the inside of me. Out of what I say out of my mouth. See, by the time I get to you, I'm ready to run and jump out of a window. I done talked myself up. I done got hyped up. We gonna go get them today. Come on. Come on, champ. Come on, champ. Come on, champ. We got some sickness and disease. What comes out of your mouth, the power of life and death, is in the tongue. What are you saying about yourself when you get up in the morning? Father, I thank you. I'm the blessed of the Lord today. Thank you, Father, that I am the righteous of you. Thank you that I've been redeemed from the law of sin and death. Thank you that everything that was cursed was everything that was nailed to the tree today. Thank you. I have a right to eternal life. Begin to speak to yourself. Begin to start talking to your body. Begin to say, body, we're going to do this today. You're going to leave in a little while. You're going to do this. You're going to take some more laps around the nursing station. Instead of doing three, you're going to do five. Come on, body, we're going to do two more today. Well, see, from an athletic standpoint, because I'm a former athlete, part of the greatness of athletes is the mind game that they play with themselves. They psych themselves up, they psych themselves out by the things that they say to themselves. You're the greatest basketball player that ever lived. Can you imagine Michael Jordan saying, I don't know if I can really play today? We got a lot of golfers here. Let me see the hands of the golfers. Could you imagine Tiger Woods going, well, I don't know if I can make that putt? Because golfers, most of golfers all up here. Like, I got this, yeah, okay. Have you ever watched Tiger? I mean, Tiger's crazy, isn't he? That brother be getting down. I mean, that brother ready. Because he spoke to himself. You can make that putt, Tiger. And you can make it more often than the other guys can make it. You can hit that thing. Well, you got to start speaking to yourself today. Body, we can live. Body, we have a chance at this thing. Body, we have a right to be well. Body, we're going to line up to the word of God today. We're going to line up to the purpose of God today. We're going to line up to the ways of God today. We're accepting nothing less than the best of what God has for us on this day. We're believing that we're going to live this day. We're believing we're going to be well this day. We're believing that we can be whole. And you begin to speak that out of your mouth. I dare you as patients to find each other and start saying it to each other. Girlfriend, you looking good today. Boy, girl, look at you. What you doing, girl? Well, the Lord is all the glory of God all on you, child. Well, must be healing you, huh? Sitting in that room, get out that room, go visit somebody. Go encourage somebody or speak life over someone today. Speak life over yourself. Look at this scripture. This is an amazing scripture. You got to get this working in your mind. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Stop letting people speak death over you. Stop speaking death over yourself. Yeah, it looked bad, but it always has looked bad. Yeah, the water's getting up around your neck, but you're not going to drown. Yeah, the fire's getting hot, but you're not going to burn. Are you listening to me today? Begin to say, Father, I thank you that this thing is getting ready to be worked out, that my change is coming. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Speak different to yourself. So out of your mouth, you speak based upon what you've been eating and digesting. And then the last point, then I guess I got to close. I'm running out of time. I could do this all afternoon. I don't think you could sit that long. No, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn to page 666. What are we talking about today? The breakfast of champions. You're going to eat a different set of stuff when you get up in the morning. You're going to digest different things in your system so you can say different things about yourself. Proverbs 16 is what I want to look at. Proverbs 16. And we want to look at verse number 23, Proverbs 16, 23. And it reads as follows. Because our text said that we will eat, Ezekiel was told to eat this scroll, and then he was told to speak, and then he was told that the thing that he would eat would be sweet to him. Amen? But I want you to see the scripture, Ezekiel 16, 23, and it reads as follows. Well, let's look at verse 22, let's look at verse 21, praise God. The wise in heart are called discerning, and pleasant words promote instruction. Ooh. Listen. Verse 22. Understanding is a fountain of life to those who have it, but folly brings punishment to fools. Verse 23. A wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. Verse 24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul. And what? Come on, say it like you really mean it. And it's what? I want you to really digest what you just listened to. This is a crazy scripture. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healing to the bones. Now let me describe and define to you quickly what your soul is. Your soul and your spirit are not the same. Your soul is your mind, it's your will, and it is your emotions. So within the framework of your soul is where you have conscious thought, is where you think about things, is where you are moved emotionally. He says that pleasant words will have an effect upon your mind, it'll have an effect upon your will, it'll have an effect upon your emotions. Somebody stay with me today. it'll begin to start doing something to the way that you feel when you begin to get the scroll or the law or the word of God working on the inside of you. And when you begin to get that thing rolling between your lips and your teeth and you begin to speak that and create your environment around you, and begin to speak to your situation, begin to speak to your circumstances, begin to speak to yourself, it becomes like medicine to your mind, to your will, to your emotions. That's where the peace of God comes from. That's where the strength of God comes from. That's where the rest of God comes from. Because his word begins to operate on the inside of you. It begins to get in your mind. It begins to get in your emotions. It begins to get inside of your will. And all of a sudden, you begin to feel that thing. It begins to stimulate you. It begins to encourage you. It begins to cause you to stand upright and poke your chest out and say, today is my day. I can do this thing. This is for me. This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm not quitting without a fight. Cancer got to sit down and be quiet and shut up today. Because the word of the Lord is working down inside of me. It's doing something in my mind. It's doing something inside of my emotions. It's doing something down in my will today. And I begin to speak and operate from that perspective. But then after it works on your soul, the next piece is the piece that I love. It says that it'll do something to your bones. It'll be healing to your body. Let me tell you something. I fully believe without a shadow of a doubt that the word of God is the healing balm of Gilead. That it will work on side and inside of you. It'll work in your body. It'll work on sickness and disease. People say it's positive thinking. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I ain't here to argue with nobody. But I know that people who say that they're going to die generally do. People who say I can't make it generally don't. Somebody stay with me. I'm going to take my glasses off so you can look me in the eye. People say they broke, they never got no money. Hello, somebody say amen. People say they ugly, they'll never fix themselves up. What you begin to say and speak and believe on the inside of you begins to become a reality that begins to work on the inside of you. It sends chemical and electrical stimulation in your body to respond from that thing. If God said that I can live and be well, then that's what God said. I'm saying what God said. I'm repeating what I heard my father say. I'm going to repeat what my big brother Jesus said. Come unto me, ye all that are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. That's what he said. That's what I'm saying. I'm speaking to myself. I'm declaring that out of my mouth. I'm going to stand and let that be medicine to my bones today. Be healing to my spirit, to my soul. Be healing to my mind. Be healing for my body. Begin to just start telling your body, listen, be well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to touch the body. A part of your body is being affected right now. Tell it, be well in Jesus' name. I command you to be well. I command you to line up. Hip, line up, line up. Hip, begin to feel better. Yep. I command you to start doing and functioning what God made you to function to do. I command that thing to happen today. And you begin to start speaking and operating from a school of thought that will begin to affect you. Last time, and we're done with this thing. Because this is an amazing, amazing, amazing scripture to me. Pleasant words are a honeycomb sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. What did the book of Ezekiel say? He said, I want you to eat this scroll. I want you to eat my word. Then I want you to speak and say something. And he said, my words will be sweet to your stomach. How many people here want to have the sweetness of the word of God operating on the inside of them? Though you going through the storm, baby, you be your own lighthouse, hallelujah. The word of God is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my pathway. I can see my way. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. That's a good song. It fits with this right here. You can see your way through. This is not the end, this is the beginning. We're not finished, we just got started. Come on, somebody say something to me. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's not about where you were, it's where you're at and where you're going. And we're speaking life over you today. I don't care what the other doctor said, I don't care what the other hospital said. We're saying that we got a shot at this thing. And until we take the last breath out of our bodies, we're going to believe that there is still yet something that can be done. Because God is for me, and if God be for me, who can be against me? God is all that I need. He is my refuge and my strength. He is a high tower. I will run inside of him today. He's my shield and my buckler. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is the bright and morning star. He is the mighty rose of Sharon today. He is the balm of Gilead. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be hard to die with that working inside of you. And And when death come knocking on your door, you got somewhere to tell it to go. I ain't finished yet. You got to go knock on the guy's door next door. I ain't ready to leave. You got something to say to death when it comes knocking on your door. I will live and not die.
Yes.
And declare the works of the Lord. He is with me. He is for me. The breakfast of champions. You want to be Terrell Lipinski today? You want to be Carl Lewis? Well, we're going to eat the...